Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's start with the Bartman story. You accidentally...
I replied all to our entire staff.
Texted to the entire staff today.
I meant to just respond to the newsman.
Because Ryan Burroughs sent out a note going, hey, everybody, just so you're on the up on this, Bartman's getting a World Series ring. And then you hit reply all. And what did you say?
Yawn, dot, 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 when is Sosa coming back? That was my first reaction, honestly.
I told my son, my son is a huge baseball fan and a really big Cubs fan, and he said, you know, he was not on board either. You know, I'm getting a sort of mixed reaction from our show today.
He didn't play for the team. He has nothing to do with the team, never had anything to do with the team, and he gets a World Series ring.
Yeah, but you're not, but the Bartman thing strikes me as a bit of a non sequitur.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't understand why he gets a ring. And if Moise Salou doesn't throw a tantrum like a little five-year-old, we never even know who Steve Bartman is.
Okay, so we do. He did throw a tantrum. They did implode. Bartman got death threats and has...
On this station.
Oh, really? People were calling in here?
People,
I mean, I shouldn't be surprised. Yeah,
yeah,
we had the game. So why did the Cubs do it then? I mean, this is kind of an odd time. It wasn't for the, you know, the parade wasn't yesterday. All the ring ceremonies have come and gone. What are the other logical sort of signposts in a season? Opening day, first game of the season, I don't know, some sort of anniversary. But it's like, you know, they're idle today, for crying out loud.
Here's the quote from the Cubs. They gave a statement. Quote, "We hope this provides closure on an unfortunate chapter of the story that has perpetuated throughout our quest to win a long-awaited World Series. While no gesture can fully lift the public burden he has endured for more than a decade, we felt it was important. Steve knows he has been and continues to be fully embraced by this organization."
It makes it sound, I read the thing earlier too, and I thought Bartman's statement was pretty remarkable.
He said he didn't deserve a ring, so he knows.
But both statements from the Cubs and Bartman make it sound like this guy has endured a lot. I don't, you know, ask somebody who's had cancer or has a kid in combat right now what endurance is all about, what, you know, having to go through a struggle is. I don't know what it was like, but it sure sounds like from him and them, this guy was beaten up unfairly and it's still kind of raw. Here's Bartman's statement. "I humbly receive the ring not only as a symbol of one of the most important historic achievements in sports, but as an important reminder for how we should treat each other in today's society. My hope is that we can learn from my experience to view sports as entertainment and prevent harsh scapegoating, and to challenge the media and people like Sam Panionovich and opportunistic profiteers to conduct business ethically by respecting personal privacy rights and not exploit any individual to advance their own self-interest or economic gain." Wow, is that a long sentence.
The fact that it got that far, I'm with you, and I'm actually honored that Steve Bartman said my name in his statement. the fact that it got this far, I mean, you had, in all reality, you had Mark Pryor on the mound in Game 6 and Kerry Wood on the mound in Game 7. The fact that fans, Cub fans, went this far and staked outside Bartman's parents' house and threatened him and went that far, the fact that it actually went to those levels is embarrassing.
Do you give him the ring if you're the Cubs?
No, I wouldn't give him a ring.
Do you give Sammy Sosa a ring if you're the Cubs?
Does Bobby Dernier deserve a ring? Do all these former Cub players deserve rings that didn't play? I mean, I saw Randy Hundley. I love Randy Hundley. Randy Hundley wasn't on the team. He has a ring. They're giving rings away.
Randy Hundley has a ring?
He has a ring.
Was
yes.
he a concessionaire afterwards? How did Randy Hundley get a ring? Oh, he's a part of the broadcast team.
They gave a lot of former players rings.
Okay. And they didn't give Sammy Sosa one?
John, if you walk around Wrigley Field, there are no remnants of Sammy Sosa.
I don't want to be entirely distracted by Sammy Sosa. That's not what this is about. But you've pointed out, and it sounds like it bugs you, that they've purged themselves of all Sosa.
They've erased him. They've used whiteout. He hit 545 home runs for the Cubs. He helped bring baseball back after the strike.
Why do you think they did that?
He came from the Sox.
He was a little selfish, and he walked out on the team in his last season.
Literally,
there
he
was
walked
that
he was
incident.
Out of the building before a game was over.
That's true.
I think that was the nail in the coffin.
But if this regime can build the bridge between Steve Bartman and peace, why can't you do it with one of the most popular players that ever actually put on a jersey?
Okay, so if your choice was, that's an interesting proposition. We're going to start building bridges, even out of the blue, out of thin air. We're going to go, let's make up with. Who do you start with?
Sammy Sosa. He's number one.
I do not think the people listening to you right now are hoping that we reach out to Sammy Sosa and make better, even though he has a completely pink face now.
You know, instead of any more statues of former players, they should just erect bridges around the park.
We can build it bridges. All the way to the Dominican.
Our Sammy Sosa bridge, our Steve Bartman bridge.
No, people
our Brent Brown bridge.
People do not want to see a Sosa statue. They would walk their dogs to a Sammy Sosa statue in this town.
I'm not even saying that he deserves a ring.
Yes,
but
you are.
No, I didn't say that. I said the fact that we ignore history and ignore that this guy ever played for your team, you can't see any video of him. There are no jerseys for sale of him. It's like he's been blown off the map.
You know, the thing that surprises me, I'm not arguing with you entirely, Sam. I mean, I think what Bartman did was well said. So I like that element of this. If Steve Bartman wants to come out from behind the rock after 14 years and say, look, we ought to treat each other with more civility and remember that sports is entertainment, I think that's a message we can't hear too many times. So I'm open to that, right? I think that's a fair statement for him to make. But I think that the Cubs embracing the Bartman story, when you think of Bartman, it's not just that he physically got in the way of Moises Alou, it's the whole thing about a curse and a jinx, which is bunk. And I think that whole arena the Cubs need to stay away from and never really did embrace. They didn't. When people wanted to bring goats to the games and acknowledge that, actually, they did allow a goat into one of the games in 2003, which was shocking to me. I think they did. Am I right about that? Didn't they let somebody bring a goat in
sometime? But I don't know if it was 2003.
But I don't think that's a path the Cubs should go down.
Dusty Baker had the exorcism, didn't he, in the dugout?
Probably.
They tried everything.
Okay, but I just
they did try everything.
But Bartman represents that whole phenomena, that whole arena as much as anything.
Doesn't
else.
He represent failure, though? He represents failure, if anything. They were five outs away from going to the World Series.
Moises Alou represents failure.
Well, then why did he get a ring?
Why did Moises Alou get a ring?
Why did Steve Bartman get a ring?
I don't know why he got
You
a
can't
ring.
Tell me that this man deserves a World Series championship
You're
ring.
Not listening to what John's trying to say. What John is saying is that with the whole curse sort of thing ends with him giving a ring to Bartman. It's over now. We won the World Series. Bartman is the living sort of representative of that. It's behind us. He now has a World Series ring.
That's fine.
The other side of that sword, though, is that saying, we blew up in 2003 because of a curse, and that's crap.
Yes.
We did not blow up because of a curse.
No.
Bartman represents the curse. To sort of put that to bed acknowledges that it's legitimate, and it's not. It's not.
They can put to bed the talk of a curse, not that there was a literal curse.
Yeah, but you know what?
We're not losers anymore.
But we weren't. We weren't. I mean, you know, except that we had a terrible first half. Everybody's happy in Cubland. We are the defending World Series champions. We don't even need to have this conversation now. Why didn't they do this during the parade? Why didn't they put him on one of the floats? He could have been in one of those little clown cars, maybe at the very back of it, going just doing zigzags behind.
I'm picturing that board meeting. All right, what can we do? What can we do? Give us something to do in the end of July. I got it. Yes, Terry, what do you got? Let's give Steve Bartman a ring.
Let's go 9-2 after the break. I mean, that would be a thing to do. Oh, wait, we're doing that. That's what fans are interested in talking about. Why do they want to introduce this? I don't know. Listen, I would like to say that I have a... Like, ask me the question I've been asking people. Do you give him the ring or not?
No, I don't.
Okay, now you got to ask me that.
Would you give him a ring? You don't even know.
No, I would not.
Okay,
I would
why?
Not be because it's so irrelevant right now. Ask me if I would have given him a ring for the parade, if I would have put him in the parade with a ring.
Would you have put him in the parade, given him a ring then?
Hey, Steve, do you put him in the parade and give him a ring then? Let's go into the sports booth, too. Hey, Kevin, do you give Bartman a ring?
100%.
You do?
I wouldn't have brought him to the parade. He wouldn't have went to the parade even if they invited him.
That's
the guy wants to live his own little private life, and I like this. He doesn't have to come and be in the public spotlight and throw the first pitch. Now he can sit at home and do what he's been doing the past 13 years, living a private life, and he can sit back and admire his World Series championship
ring. It makes you wonder why they did this from his perspective. Why, do you think that Bartman wants this today?
The first part of his statement reads as follows: although I do not consider myself worthy of such an honor.
It doesn't mean he doesn't deserve a – I'm not even saying he deserves
a – He's not worthy of the honor. I mean, that's
position,
a weird statement.
What position did he play, Kev?
Okay, I'm not saying he's necessarily deserving of the honor, but it's just simply a nice gesture. Can't we just leave it at that? It's a nice gesture by the Cubs to, you know, they're holding up the weight of the idiotic Cub fans that made this guy's life a living hell for a few years, and private secret life because of a fan base that was irrational and idiotic about the entire situation.
But
so to me, it's just simply a nice gesture. The Cubs gave part-time Wrigley employees rings. Are you all, you know, hands in the air about that, Sam? Who cares? It's a nice gesture. The Blackhawks did it with the entire Blackhawks organization and their staff and former players. It's just what teams do now.
Because they're on staff. This guy isn't on staff. He never was on staff. No, never.
No.
He's not a part of the Cubs family.
Let me ask you guys this. Susan, you're on WGN Radio. Hey, Susan, are you there?
Yeah. You guys are driving me crazy. You know what? I think, Sammy Sosa was just some poor, I mean, not maybe the, I don't know, not baseball savvy, but the Cubs used the heck out of him. I remember that year going to games. We'd all go crazy because he'd run around with his flag. He really...
God, remember he'd sprint out to right field?
Yeah, he'd run around.
That was awesome. I mean, listen, at the time, hindsight's 20/20, but that was awesome.
And you know what? He committed himself to the team. Okay, great. You know what? How about Chris Sale tore up his jersey? So all that, but then, you know, everybody.
Okay, hold on. I appreciate, you're onto something there. I appreciate the call. Kevin, Sam, you want to comment on that?
I'm with her.
The Cubs are all high and mighty, like, oh, no, we won't have anything to do with Sosa. Nobody milked the cow better than the Cubs when Sosa was hitting
home runs. They used him for everything. And then he left. They didn't like the way the relationship ended, and you haven't heard from him ever since.
This texture says...
Oh, he heard from him in February when he compared himself to Jesus Christ.
I don't know that it's important to... I mean, don't you see the clock stops on Sosa the day he left the team?
Yes.
So whatever he said or done afterwards, and in fact, he's kind of pathetic right now.
Right.
He's lost weight. His skin's two different shades than it was last you saw him.
You don't think the decision to pretty much ban him from the Cubs is attributed to that? I think it's thrown him down a very, very terrible rabbit hole.
I wouldn't lose any sleep over that if I were the Cubs. But here's a text. Give me a break. He had cork in his bat. He was juiced. He was a cheater. That's why we don't have anything to do with him. I mean, really, how do you... What have the Cardinals done with Mark McGwire? Do they embrace him? He was a hitting coach for a little while with them. Then he went out west.
But yeah, he's sort of been brushed away, but that's the whole steroid era. We went to batting practice. How many times did you bring your kids to batting practice at Wrigley to watch Sammy Sosa hit home runs?
I remember this. I can't believe we're still talking about Sammy Sosa now, but when Sosa would come to bat, you know how everybody's at the beer stands and hot dog stands? So, you know, any time of any game, people are out wandering around. When Sosa would come up, people would go running to the doors, up to the ramps. Like, I don't care if I got to pee. I don't care if I'm next in beer. People would run just to watch him strike out. His swings were the most entertaining things you've ever seen. And if he hit it, it was going to the moon.
The moon.
I've never seen anything like that. People just run for the doors when he was going to hit. You were there to watch Sammy Sosa have three or four at-bats, five at-bats. That was so much fun.
I didn't mean to bring him up into the forefront, but it's just I feel like the Cubs are picking and choosing their battles, and I think it should be blanketed over all past players. If you're going to give guys that hit 220 for their career a ring, you should give one of the most popular players that ever played for your franchise.
This is the weirdest thing.
Sort of accolade.
So Bartman gets a ring, no. Sosa gets a ring, yes.
Yes, yes, no, no. Should be the same.
Kevin?
What?
I don't know what that was. Kevin, what is your answer to Bartman gets a ring?
I love Steve Bartman getting a ring.
Okay, Sosa gets a ring?
No, I think they've pretty much decided to cut ties. And they are able to pick and choose their battles. They're a professional sports organization with a lot of money invested in a lot of different areas, so they can pick and choose which sort of PR battles they would
I'm saying no and no, but not because one has to go with the other like you. Sosa burned his own bridge. And Bartman, I don't think... wants the publicity that this brings. So, you know what? If they gave it to him in a private ceremony, maybe he wears it at the office and somebody goes, hey, Steve, can you get me some of those? What's that ring on your finger? And then
he gets outed at work. Everyone's like, wait, you're Steve Bartman?
I think they know, which is also cool. I mean, we're talking about this guy like he's Abominable Snowman or something. He lives and works in Chicago in an era where everybody has a phone with a camera, and he's been able to stay under the radar. You've got to embrace that. It's 2:52. All right, Sam, thanks for coming into our studio today. Kevin, I appreciate your thoughts. You got a hot mic over there, my friend. Whenever you want to join the conversation, I appreciate it.